USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. About 10,000 residents along California's Pajaro River in Monterey County were urged to evacuate after the breach of a 100-foot-wide levee, leading to dozens of water rescues. Supervisor Luis Lejo said they fell short on preparations.
Our worst-case scenario has come to fruition here in Pajaro. We were trying to avoid this over the last set of storms.
California has been hit with severe storms and a lot of rain all week. At least two people are dead as flooding intensifies across the state. The rain could continue into midweek. The Federal Reserve has called a closed-door meeting of its Board of Governors on Monday. Multiple reports suggest that Friday's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank may have played a factor in the emergency meeting. The bank's collapse marks the biggest failure since the 2008 financial crisis. Hollywood's biggest stars are getting ready for the Oscars tonight. Michael Shulman, who writes for The New Yorker and has covered his fair share of the awards show, says don't be surprised if Best Picture goes to the critically acclaimed Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's this year's frontrunner, leading the pack with 11 nominations.
People have just fallen in love with that movie. It has so much goodwill in the Academy, and it's just won over and over and over again in some of the other awards.
It's closely followed by the German World War I movie, All Quiet on the Western Front, and the Irish dark comedy The Banshees of Inisherin, both scoring 9 nominations.
SpaceX Dragon splashdown.
Two NASA astronauts, another from Japan, and one Russian cosmonaut are back on Earth.
Dragon Endurance, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
The crew spent 5 months in orbit around the International Space Station. It's perhaps the most dreaded day of the year, daylight saving time taking effect early this morning as clocks sprung forward. Except in Hawaii, parts of Arizona, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, and Guam, which don't move the clocks ahead. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Mike Pence has some harsh words about his former boss's role on January 6th.
In one of his strongest rebukes of the former president, Pence said, quote, "I know history will hold Donald Trump accountable." Speaking Saturday at the Gridiron Dinner, an annual black tie event in Washington, Pence said Trump was wrong for trying to prevent him from certifying the election results in 2020. "I had no right to overturn the election," Pence said, "and his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol that day." Pence, who is considering a run for the Republican nomination for president in 2024, was rushed out of the Capitol by law enforcement during the attack. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Meanwhile, likely presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is making his debut in the early caucus state of Iowa.
The Florida governor gave a speech at a crowded casino in Davenport where he argued against what he called woke ideology and attacked the Biden administration on issues including crime and immigration. DeSantis didn't say anything about a GOP presidential bid, but is expected to run against former President Donald Trump in 2024.
Dave Collins reporting. New data shows Russian attacks across Ukraine have killed at least 464 children. Nearly 1,000 more have been wounded during the war. The news comes a few days after Russia carried out over a dozen missile strikes across Ukraine. An additional 367 children in Ukraine have been reported missing. Over 3,000 schools have been hit by airstrikes since the war broke out last year. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.